You might be wondering, does the treaty really change anything? The answer is yes, but it takes time. In this episode, we will look at a couple of key changes you will notice. One change that comes with modern treaty implementation is an increase in the number and variety of jobs available. Modern treaty governments and related organizations are larger than the band councils and Inuit organizations they replace, because they do much more, and that work creates jobs in treaty communities. And the opportunities are in more than just government. Every modern treaty has an economic development organization or department. This organization starts businesses and partners with existing businesses for the benefit of treaty members. It can also help with training and employment programs and business startup assistance. So you might see a local gas station, construction business, or even an airline startup or be purchased by your treaty development corporation.
I look at the economic opportunities that have been seized by First Nations and how that has significantly, I think, increased the amount of business development and economic development and job creation in the Yukon. I think a lot of that stems from the agreements.
When I hear people say there's no jobs at home, there's all kinds of jobs. Other people are filling them. If you train yourself and if you prepare yourself and you prepare your young people for leadership and for, and I've seen young people take over. I can use the example of at the SOTU Secretariat. A lot of our people are working there. And they work in enrollment, they work in the whole environmental issues, they work in management of the institution of SSI, they also work in land management, they work in negotiations of self-government.
Another change that comes about with modern treaty implementation is an increase in local control. A modern treaty takes control from the federal, provincial, and territorial governments and brings it back to treaty members.
So modern treaties, in my view, are a means for attaining a level of self-determination. And by self-determination, I mean having the ability to have control over your own decision-making. Modern treaties provide Indigenous governments with the ability to prioritize their needs and interests of their citizens at a different level than what band councils' governance structures can provide. And this is very important, especially in the context of Canada, as across the nation, we do have various Indigenous groups that have their own style of governance, that have their own culture and traditional practices.
They set out the rules of engagement. It's no longer the same old, same old. This is a different ball game than 1921. We now have modern leadership who have the tools by which to handle their land, their financial resources, their wildlife management, environmental issues.
So when I think about the Nunavut Land Claim Agreement and how it's created a territory for our homelands, I think about how we're going to be able to protect our land and how we're going to be able to hunt. The next seven generations are going to be able to experience seal hunting, polar bear hunting, and providing for their families in a traditional way while incorporating the modern world.
The impact of modern treaties and their implementation is huge. So it is important for young people to get involved in their treaties and have a say in the future direction of implementation. Tune in to the next episode to find out how you can get involved.